This second stage is envisioning future landscape scenarios. This stage consists of the following steps. Develop shared principles for a desired future landscape. Identify critical uncertainties and plausible scenarios. Develop adaptations and transformations. Develop shared principles for a desired future landscape. The objective of this step is to develop plausible scenarios of the future as guided and framed by the most important and uncertain drivers of change in the region. The starting point is to build a shared set of principles to guide a refined articulation of a desired future and expected benefits to the society. Identify critical uncertainties and plausible scenarios. This step consists of developing plausible stories of the future, considering the future change drivers and associated uncertainties. This will require identification of major future change pressures, their trends, and impact on the sectors. The scenario's planning can be undertaken by any method, such as the scenario axis technique. For example, participants are asked what they believe to be the most important factors and high-level drivers that will influence water, energy, food security in their region over the next 50 years. The future scenarios will be developed considering the identified factors and drivers and degree of uncertainty. Develop adaptations and transformations. The plausible stories of the future provide the context for stakeholders to discuss actions for ensuring water, energy, food security. This is done by taking an adaptive and transformative stance. From an adaptive stance, participants are asked what opportunities and threats each scenario presents and what specific strengths and weaknesses this illuminates. From that information, adaptive actions can be identified to leverage opportunities or mitigate risks. From the transformative stance, participants are empowered to shape the actual realization of a given scenario and are asked which future scenarios are better for us and our community, organization, and business. This task provides a menu of robust actions, such as those that make sense in most scenarios and involve mostly no regrets, and those that are very critical, such as those actions that make sense only for certain future possibilities and might need more information before being implemented. The shared understanding of a desired future scenario and menu of adaptive and transformative actions provides the foundation for the third stage, creating a practical investment strategy for the future. The strategy will be implementation-orientated with adaptive and transformative actions and backed by specific financial and policy mechanisms to enable its implementation. The strategy will also present a comprehensive business case that discusses the risks and mitigating or hedging actions associated with the strategy. The strategy must clearly describe the implementation mechanisms that are adaptive and transformative for the basin or region as a whole.